The founder and director of the Victory of Light Expo, Victor Peruta, is our guest, and he's accompanied by Anne Bombach. She's an animal or interspecies communicator who's worked in this capacity professionally for more than 15 years, and we'll be talking about the Victory of Light Expo now in its 24th year. It's coming up this Saturday and Sunday, November 21st and 22nd, and we're going to be talking about animal communication. Now, that's a topic that will be widely covered at this upcoming expo. So welcome back, Victor.
Good to see you, Robin. Thanks for having us.
Good to have you in the studio. And Anne, welcome to the station for the first time. Victor, could you present for listeners your description of Victory of Light Expo and a couple of the highlights, particularly in this featured topic of animal-related topics coming up this weekend?
Cincinnati's very fortunate that we have one of the country's largest body, mind, spirit events right here in Cincinnati at the Schoenerville Convention Center this weekend from 10 to 7. This is an expo that is huge. It covers the entire convention center and is for people who are interested in the body, mind, spirit connection. It's for people who are looking for a deeper meaning to life. They want to understand their past lives. They want to understand what's going on astrologically. They might want to get a psychic reading. And we make this a very fun and family-friendly event. So it's very positive and filled with love and light. And if you want to get a psychic reading or an energy healing or attend one of 80 seminars on everything body, mind, spirit related, this is the place to be.
Animal topics, I should say, or animals in general, are covered in a variety of different seminars.
We actually have 9 animal communicators at Victory of Light this time because it is such a popular topic and people can bring photos of their pets for a psychic reading. And animals are really interesting when you read them because to me, I'm a psychic as well. And when I tune into animals, I think of them almost like little people, but not quite as complicated. They have definite personalities. They've got levels of intelligence, emotional intelligence, and even spiritual advancement or spiritual development. Once in a while, you'll run into an animal that's highly spiritual evolved, as you do with people. And these animals can heal us. Everyone knows, and statistically, it's been proven that if you have a pet, you're going to be healthier, you're going to live longer. And I just heard on the radio the other day, families that have a pet, the children are 16% less likely to develop asthma and other childhood illnesses. So animals are important.
And tell us about your background. When you first recognized that you had a special gift, if you will.
I don't think I recognized it as something odd as a child. We had horses and we didn't own the land. So the local horse trader would just put any animal in the field. And so I would go with a bucket of grain as a little kid, short now, short then, and walk among a herd of horses with this bucket of grain, navigating by knowing so-and-so was going to bite me in the butt. This one was, knee was bothering him. This one, the fly was bothering him. So I would just know what was going on. And my lovely parents would say, she's got a way with animals. And they would say it as matter-of-factly as you'd say, he's good with math or she's a really fast runner. So I didn't grow up knowing that it was odd until I was older. It was normal for me.
As an animal or interspecies communicator, how do you serve?
I invite those that are interested. I sort of allow myself to be open to who is interested in learning more about their animals. So I'm a conduit. I'm a translator. I'm basically a translator for the animals that don't have vocal cords and the humans that don't have the ability to listen to hear what their animals are saying or thinking or wanting to do. So there is an amount of end-of-life issues. Is my animal ready to transition? Do they want help? Do they want this particular treatment? Those kind of questions that are really heartfelt. When you have a lot of emotional energy about something, I can be an objective voice. It's easier for me. I have some clients that call me on their animal's birthday to just get a yearly reading or before they go to the vet. And often there are folks that are worried because they feel they miss something. And what I know is that we know when the animal wants us to know, that if we're not supposed to see that mass or that injury until the very end and there's nothing you can do, the animal wanted to check out that way. It isn't you miss something. They were very good at covering or guarding the information.
What are some other situations, for example, where the talents and gifts you have come into play?
Behavioral issues are often if an animal's not getting along either with a human or another animal, or you're thinking about bringing another animal in. So those can be very touchy kinds of things. Or there can be physical, emotional, relationship, behavioral kinds of questions.
So say even something as simple as you have a dog that just is relentlessly barking at any little thing.
And I'm not a dog trainer. I don't present myself that way. But I do listen to what the animal has to say. And often my recommendation is you really need to do some sweat equity and learn how to handle this breed. You have a very strong dog and you're a soft energy and the animal's not able to come in line with what you're wanting them to do.
You'll have a booth?
Yes.
At Victory of Light, so folks can bring their photos, not their real animals, I understand.
All I need is a description of their animal. So photos are always, it's always fun to see their furry, scaled, feathered faces, but it's not essential.
And Victor, who else will be presenting? I know Dr. Linda Bender is coming.
Right. Dr. Linda Bender wrote a wonderful book called Animal Wisdom, and she explores these topics in her book. She has stories in that book about how animals perceive things, that they know things, that they have extraordinary abilities beyond the five physical senses that humans have, and how that works. There are animal healers out there. A lot of people report interactions with animals in which they feel that the animal has taken away their cancer or their other serious illness. We also have Communicating with Your Pets in Spirit with Gina Billings at 1 p.m. on Sunday at Victory of Light. This goes to the concept of we have life after death. Animals have life after death. And often during mediumship sessions, people's beloved pets will come through with messages or simply with their love and affection. And often people report that after their beloved pet dies, they do feel that animal's presence in their house and around them for many years to come. Gina will teach people how they can communicate with their pets in spirit themselves. And we also have many Native American spirituality seminars. I think we have 8. And one of those is about totem animals. These are powers of animals that are represented by a certain animal, and they're symbolic. And it's important for people to pay attention to animals that they may see as they're going about their day. They might see a particular animal cross their path. I've had clients who've been at the zoo or walking in nature and they've locked eyes with an animal. And during that time, whatever animal that is, it could be an owl, for example, it seems to transmit a very powerful and very significant energy to that person who it has focused on. And I've had clients who've had profound insights spiritually and profound healings of blocks in their lives through these interactions with animals. And these are called totem animals because they're significant.
And you can do shamanic journeying to discover your totem animal, say, for a particular adventure that you're going on, education, or for even a chakra. Or before I come here, obviously I have my horse shirt on because horse is with me forever. And that's a very important animal in my life. So the totems are easily accessible. It's all about asking. And if you ask for an animal to come to support you in whatever endeavor you're going on, then it will happen.
I've been speaking with Ann Bombach. She is an animal communicator and will be at the Victory of Light Expo, and also Victor Peruta. He's the founder and director of the Victory of Light Expo, now in its 24th year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's taking place this weekend at the Sharonville Convention Center from 10 to 7, both Saturday and Sunday. For more information about tickets, times, maps, directions, all the above, just visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Robin Carey Allgaier.